Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some pretty serious allegations being thrown out there against Katy Perry. The actor who co-starred with her in her Teenage Dream video has accused her of sexual harassment. On Instagram, Josh Kloss alleged that at a birthday party, Perry pulled his pants and underwear out and exposed his genitals. Says, can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt, he wrote. Kloss also accused Perry of being cold as ice when people were around and that she called the act of kissing him, quote, gross. Now, obviously, again, very serious allegations here. But
we don't know all the details.
We don't. But the reaction that I'm seeing from many, many people, a lot of people coming to Katy Perry's aid, branding this Josh Kloss a liar and saying that he was obsessed, and people are sharing screenshots online.
They're coming
for
him.
Look, I just can't help but think if the gender roles were reversed now in the Me Too era and kind of where we are societally, if the reaction would be the same.
Right.
Because certainly this has happened to women in the past, but the entire point of the Me Too movement is to truly investigate allegations like this and not immediately dismiss it as someone lying or someone being obsessed. And I think it's a little messed up that they're saying about this about a man. Because
they're just throwing out all of these accusations that he's lying.
Yeah.
Accusing him.
I'm pretty confident this wouldn't be the case
for
the majority of the people if the role is reversed. So, you know.
Right.
People want equality. This is not equality.
Nope. So, Corey, there's something about linking your debit card to social media that just sketches me out.
Yeah, you think you're going to be robbed. They're going to get all six of your dollars.
Shade. undetected and unauthorized charges through Facebook actually can cost you, though. So they now have a money transferring situation going on through Facebook Messenger that allows you to link your debit card or PayPal account to transfer funds easily from friend to friend on your Facebook list. However, some report fraudulent charges for people who don't go on Facebook that often. So Sherry Fox says she only uses Facebook once in a while, but she logged on a few weeks ago and discovered that someone had racked up $1,000 worth of fake charges.
Yikes.
Facebook determined that this activity was fraudulent, and they dismissed the payment. But keep your eyes peeled, because they're out there for you, especially if you don't go on Facebook that much. So.
Well, they're the ones they're targeting because they know you're not paying attention, basically.
Exactly.
It's been a big story so far this summer, the water levels of Lake Ontario. And finally, some good news. If you're living on the lake or if you're near the lake, apparently the water levels have fallen nearly 1 foot in the last 2 months, according to new data released by the International Joint Commission. It's the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board, which regulates the outflow for Lake Ontario. According to that plan 2014, which was highly criticized, released the data on Friday. Officials said the lower levels are due to a combination of continued record high outflows, declining inflows from Lake Erie, and generally drier weather. So good news if you're on the lake.
Good. And last but not least, if you're a pasta lover, listen up. Very important. Pasta PSA, Olive Garden's Unlimited Pasta Pass returns this week. It's officially kicking off Thursday at 2 p.m. And this year, it's going to be a new edition. It's the Pasta Pass Unlimited Lifetime Pass.
This is amazing.
So you can purchase the pass and literally get carbs whenever you want, as much as you want. The limited pass. Carbs on demand. It'll include unlimited pasta, soup, salad, and breadsticks. The pass will only be on sale for 30 minutes, though, starting at 2 p.m. on Thursday. And the waiting room opens up in the lobby at 1:55. So the pass that's not the lifetime pass is only $100, but the first 50 people can upgrade if they want for $400 for the lifetime unlimited pasta pass.
You're going to have to be quick, because this is going to go within seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently the normal passes go within seconds, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, this is wild.
A few things up online to check out at 98pxy.com. You can read more about the Olive Garden Lifetime Pasta Pass. Also up there, if you're a fan of the show American Horror Story, they released three new teasers for the upcoming season, American Horror Story 1984, plus one of the most ridiculous stories that we've seen all day today is a woman who's trying to crowdfund a butt lift, and she's claiming it's for her mental health.
I'm sure it is.
This woman is a scam artist, basically. But go see how much she's raised so far.
Yeah.
It'll brighten your day.
At 90pxy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.